Go to Matthew 7:7. We're going to talk about fine-tuning communication with the unseen realm. Fine-tuning communication with the unseen realm. I'm going to try to take my time because I really want you to get this. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you will use me today, and this will become perfectly clear to everyone who is listening to this message today. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. For what man is there who among you who, if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who's in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Okay? So, evidently, he'll give good things. Amen. Now, like I said, we're talking about fine-tuning our communication with the unseen realm. That would include with the Holy Spirit, with Father, Jesus, angels, the kingdom of God, and all the stuff in it. Amen. All the stuff in it. So it would include also, we're not going to talk about this today, but you need to know what to do with the evil side. You need to know how to rebuke. You need to know how to bind and loose. Well, we're going to get to that on another day. Today, we're going to talk about how to receive from the unseen heavenly realm. Amen. So, and particularly, as you probably already figured out, we're going to look at ask, seek, and knock. So, these are tools, then, that we would use with our faith, and it would behoove us to know exactly how they work. Because it sounds real simple, but it could still be really vague if you don't pick up on what these things actually mean. We're going to look at the deeper meaning of these things. So ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Now, first of all, that's the business of prayer. This is the business of prayer. And we are to make a business of prayer. This is our partnership. It's our job in the partnership with God. We pray, we declare, we say things on the earth that Jesus, our high priest, can bring to pass, right? Jesus is the high priest of our confession. So God turned dominion over of the earth over to man. Did he? Yep. He did. That's what a lot of people don't get. But you do. Yeah. You understand that. God gave you dominion. Right. Now, Jesus is the head. We're the body. But he does need you to get the job done. I've seen stuff out there, all these people that think that God needs them. God doesn't need anybody. Listen, God chose to need us. He chose to need us. He wanted to get in partnership with us. That's easy for me to understand. I believe that other people will too. So we go and we pray and we say and we declare and we prophesy. You're the prophet of your own life. You got to say something over yourself. Amen. So what I want to do is give a bit more explanation and revelation on how this part or this work of prayer would work, which is our part. And it's on a higher level. You're going to see where we're going to end up. One quick thought here before we go on. Is the next scripture down is, therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do to them. So we were just talking about golden rule last week. Yeah. Okay, so this is all centered there. So you know we're talking about with the motive of love, that we're going to ask, seek, and knock. Let's look at number one. Put number one up there, Amanda. Ask. Now, we're going to do basic, then we're going to do deeper, and then we're going to go higher, okay? So, ask. This represents your wants and needs, or your deliverances. You're asking God, and what you're doing is you're referring yourself to him for support and supply. You're referring yourself to him for support and supply. And the feeling behind this would be that it's like a traveler asking for directions, asking for the way, asking, okay, I need support. So you're leaning in, you're wanting to know how, you're wanting to know, okay? So it would be like a traveler asking the way. We'll go deeper on that in a minute. Couched in between ask and seek would be something called inquire. Click two. Inquire. Asking and seeking come together here. You seek for truth by asking questions. Okay? So it's kind of couched in between there. Asking and seeking come together. Seek for truth by asking questions. Listen to this scripture. This is Isaiah. Thus says the Lord God, I will also let the house of Israel inquire of me to do this for them. I will increase their men like a flock. So he's saying, I want you to inquire of me. Inquire. Yes. Let's talk about this. Yes. Come on in. Come on in and let me know. Yes. Now, so you can just kind of hang that in there in between. That inquire would come in between. Now, slide number three, seek. Now, you're seeking for something as a thing of value, okay? See that? You're looking for a thing of value or something you lost. Did you ever lose something? And man, what are you doing? You're endeavoring to find it. You endeavor. So it's different than ask. Do you know where my gold ring is? No, it's, I got to find my gold ring. Yeah. Okay? So the merchant in the Bible looked for the pearl. You remember that? Remember the story? The pearl of what? Great price. And so it's a time where you're adding endeavor. You endeavor to make a discovery. So it's more than asking. It's a search and research. So you're gonna do something. You're going to do something. Is this getting through to y'all? You like it okay? Okay, good, because it's going to get better. So it's more than just talking or asking for something, because you're putting forth an effort. You're laboring in this. I'm asking. I'm going to pray in tongues. I'm going to get the feeling. Y'all get the feeling? Okay. So that would be seek. Now here's knock, which, by the way, seek there in the Hebrew actually has the word frequent in it. Huh. If it's just a little nugget, it has the word frequent in it. Okay, here's knock. You want to be admitted in and converse with God. You want to come in. Now, that's real easy for us. You knock or press the doorbell. I like Miss Farrell's doorbell. No. Yeah, praise the Lord. But you're going to get in if you knock. You're going to the door. You're going to knock, right? Mm-hmm. All right. So you desire to enter into that place, and then you would be admitted to come in and talk, and you would be taken in his love, in his favor, the kingdom. That's what we're wanting to come into, okay? So that's basic knock. Okay, so we not only ask, but we seek. We second our prayers with our endeavors. Got it? Okay. Okay, here, listen to this. When the dresser of the vineyard, when the Lord came and said, that tree's not producing any fruit, that fig tree, he asked him if he could keep it one more year. Did he? Okay. But what did he do? He asked for it, but then he fertilized it. He endeavored. He endeavored. So there's a piece added. It wasn't just, please let me keep the fig tree. It was, I'm going to do something about this. We're going to see if we can fix this thing. Yeah. So now it's not you fixing it, but it's seeing how it can be done. Yeah. You're flowing forward into this relationship while you're talking with God. Amen. I'll just say it like that. That's the easy way to put it. So God gives knowledge and grace to those who search the scriptures and wait at wisdom's gates. Amen. Isn't that good? That's Luke 13, 7 and 8. Now, okay, number 5, I'll give you some Greek. All right, this is ateo, the position of one who is lesser in position than he who the petition is made. For instance, child to parent, subject to king, us to God. So you would come in humbly. So this is not just me asking Jesse for an ice cream. This is way deeper than that. You're wanting to come into the presence of someone, and then you're asking with honor. Okay, so it's a bit different there. The lesser position asking the one of the higher position the question. Got it? All right, in number 6, this is zeteo. This is seek, and it means by thinking or how to do something or what to obtain. And this has to do with research. And so how to do something or obtain something, and then you're researching it. So not just asking once. And you're not just going, hey, God. Now, I understand, hello, Jesus, this is Jesse. But there is a time to come to the throne room. There's a time to come where God receives you, or he comes alongside you and begins to converse with you, like the walk of Emmaus. You're keeping company with him in those moments with respect, and you're flowing with what the Spirit is doing at that time. Y'all see that?
Yeah.
Okay, then knock, number 7. This is kruo, and it means to strike, knocking at the door, of course, figuratively. Now this is where it gets good. This word has the word behind it, importunity. Importunity means shameless boldness. Shameless boldness. It's not about begging. You know, they, in the Amplified Bible, did that when the woman went over to the judge, or maybe it was one of those like that. And it makes it look like she's asking and asking and asking and asking. That woman with the judge, she was having shameless boldness. She was saying, you're going to do this. You're going to do this. You're going to help me with this. So the Amplified will say, ask and keep on asking. Well, there's a part of that that's right, but you have to know where to put that. Okay? You have to know where to put it. So you come to God every day with new things. That's asking and asking. When you come to him every day with new things. For example, if you need, let's just go basic. If you need a car, here's what you have. You don't ask him every day. You ask him once.
Right.
He says yes. You thank him for it, and then you begin to endeavor.
Yes.
You find scriptures to back it up. You begin to stand on those scriptures. You begin declaring it. You begin to thank him for it. That's how faith is. Now, with people, you can pray for them every day. But with things and healing is already yours. You just have to receive it. So we have to know how to use these things. But this importunity, you come boldly to the throne of grace. In other words, you know you can be there. Remember the neighbor who had the visitors come at nighttime? And so he goes next door to the neighbor like at 12 o'clock at night. And he's beating on the door saying, you got to give me some bread and some milk. I have someone come in. And Jesus said, he didn't get up for the reason you might think he did. He got up because this guy is bold enough to wake me up at 12 o'clock at night. Okay, that's the flavor of that thing. He had shameless boldness. I got to have it, and I got to have it now. And so There's a part of us. We should have some shameless boldness. I didn't say shameless bossiness, but shameless boldness toward God, because we can come to the throne of grace. We can come. Amen. So importunity is a good thing to understand. Don't ask over and over to receive by faith, but you do ask over and over for new things every day, stuff, you know. But with people, you pray all the time. And you pray about your path. You pray about your Derek every day. You pray about what's going on with those kind of things. And if something new comes up, you have a question, you pray about that. And you ask. Okay. You're knocking. You're seeking. This is going to get better. Okay. So, number 8, ask and seek and knock are 3 different things. Okay. They're 3 different things. You ask for support and supply and to know the way. Okay. You seek and endeavor to make discoveries. You knock, come to your Father boldly and shamelessly and often. That's the one you should take a picture of. That'll tell the whole thing if you need one. Right there. You got it? Ask for support and supply to know the way. You're doing it as a humbly. You're seeking and endeavoring to make the discoveries about what you're praying about. And then you knock to come to your Father and shamelessly and boldly and shamelessly come in. Now, they're laid out like that, but I think you can understand how you can turn that around. So now I want to move on to something higher. So number 9, each one of these things can be worked alone, okay? You could just use any of these. That's why I didn't chain them together in order right now. I just want you to know that you can ask, mm-hmm. or you can come knocking, or you can come seeking. Mm-hmm. They're all very valuable on their own, okay? Yet the 3 together are altogether higher. Okay? So, have you seen, you know, you can play a chess game. Anybody play chess in here? Okay, a chess game you can play on just a flat board, right? You have your board and you play chess on it. But you can play chess on levels. You're going, yeah, you know about it. So there's all these levels. There's boards. And boards and boards and boards, and you can play on different levels, okay? So you can pray on different levels. Well, you can ask, seek, and knock on a different level. Uh-huh. All right. So some folks drive to California. Some folks fly. That's different levels. Now, this has been a while, and I don't know what they're doing with it, but they were working on this aircraft. And this aircraft they were working on, it was like the space shuttle. Mm-hmm. And so it would take off with the passengers, and then it would go straight up. Yeah. And it would get out of our atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And it would get up to where everything is easy. Yeah. There's less pressure in the air. And let's say if you were flying from Austin to Japan, probably you'd have to fly from Dallas. Sorry, yeah. Travel agent coming out here. No, so anyway, you took a leg up to Dallas and then you're going to fly to Japan. Okay, so if you fly, it's going to be hours, hours, hours. But if you got on this thing, yeah. It would take you up into the atmosphere and there's no resistance.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it? There's not as much resistance there, and then you're going to go up, and you're going to go over. You're at a higher altitude. When you come back down into this place, you will have gotten there much faster than if you'd have just flown 40,000 feet in the air. You got that? Because the resistance. Are you with me? So you were on a different level of flying. I'm telling you, these 3 together are a different level of prayer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay? Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's easier to navigate. Okay? Mm-hmm. And you get there faster with less effort. Got it? Easier to navigate. Less effort. Faster. Does that sound good to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what if you could work your part with this prayer, with your partnership with God, with less effort, get results in less time? What if you could live your life for the Lord and with the Lord with greater ease? People are going, yeah, come on, let's do this. Well, you can. For tapes, but no, just kidding. Not plowing all the time. Not plowing all the time, but reaping more. Sowing more and reaping more. That sounds good to me. So Amos 9:13. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of the grapes him that soweth seed. And the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. What does that mean? What does that mean? It means the plowman will overtake the reaper. It means that he'll have to stop plowing and go reap. Because there's too much harvest. He's no longer the plowman, he became the reaper. Here's the New Living Translation. The time will come, says the Lord, when the grain and the grapes will grow faster than they can be harvested. Then the terraced vineyards on the hills of Israel will drip with sweet wine. This is continual harvest. Wow. Continual harvest. See, the plowman overtakes the reaper's job, and then the reaper has to take the treader of the grapes' job. The treader of the grapes is the one making the wine here, okay? And that means it's getting to wine as fast as you sow the seed. It's getting to wine as fast as you sow the seed. It's getting to wine as fast as you sow the seed, because you took off and you didn't go across where you have a lot of things blocking resistance. That's the word I'm looking for. You don't have a lot of resistance because you went up into the other atmosphere. You went up into the unseen atmosphere. You went up to the place where things happen faster because they're outside of time. They're outside of time. And so you've gone up and you're in there, permitted in to go in with the King of the Kingdom, and you can get these things done. Praise God. So how then does the plowman, the sower, the grape gatherer, the operator of the wine press not only succeed each other, But they have parts of these operations going on at the same time. Yeah. It's like you give and something comes right in.
Yeah.
It's like you give and something comes right in. Amen?
Yeah.
I mean, this is just amazing to think about that. Could that happen? Oh, yeah. It's happened to me. It's happened to me. I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about everything in life. I prayed this morning about a certain situation, and I walked in here, and Jesse Wallace quoted a scripture to me that was the exact thing that God said to me. Exact thing. It came right, and you know what I did? I'd gone into my closet and said, Lord, I would like to come in here into your presence and speak to you about something. So I did. And I said, and I'll be faithful to seek this out. And I walked right in it. And she just opened her mouth and looked at me and said, da 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 da. And she watched my jaw drop. I went, that's a pretty fast return. It's a pretty fast return. I got the answer I was looking for. Amen. So, would you like to live like this? Okay. Do you want some of this kind of life? Okay, then here's your instruction. Kumi. Arise. 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 Get to your place. Kumi amakom, they say in Hebrew. First and foremost, get yourself to another level. How? Use these three together. Use them together. Yeah, walk in the light. Yeah, walk in love. But do this with your partnership, along with the love walk, which will absolutely, you got to absolutely do that, be in your love walk. But get in there and do these very things. Knock, ask, and seek. Do these very things together. Amen. Now, this doesn't have to be hard. You don't have to try to make a rule here. You've just got to get in the flow of it. You just have to get into the flow of it when you're talking to God and see how this works. So, because these already work on a flat plane board. You could just use ask. You could just use knock. You could just use seek. And they can be on that one dimension. But there's more. You're on a higher level when you use all three. Certainly, it's going to help you to understand their true context, what each of them really mean. We've covered that. But now the three working together is what we want to talk about. And listen, when you ask the Lord for something, he'll give it to you because he's good. He will. But you can go higher than this. You can get things done for the kingdom if you understand how to do this. Yeah, I can say that. You know how when we're praying, when we're going to come into a prayer meeting and we'll start praying in the Spirit or just thanking God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We give you glory. What are we doing? We're knocking. We're knocking. We want to come in. We want to come alongside you, Lord. We want to come in, or we want to come before you. We're asking for entrance into your presence. Now, he's always around us. He is omnipresent. But if you want his attention in a different way, if you want to communicate with him, then you knock, right? Well, that was free. The Lord just wanted me to throw that in there. So when you seek him, and then you ask. See, it's really good. When you seek him and then you ask, things will be faster. That's two. But if you knock and you go in seeking and you ask, then you're going to experience something much greater than where you started, right? So once again, each one individually is good.
Yeah.
Two of them work good, but all three put you on a higher level. You can flow better. I think most of you can get this. You're getting the essence that I'm telling you. We would say this in our churches: come into his presence to pray. That's the knocking. You're coming into his prayer. You're not just doing it out of your mind. You're in your mind, but you're doing it. You're stepping in. We say the throne room. You get that? I'm trying to walk you through it slow because I want to make sure you get the essence of this thing. So you can seek and you can ask, or you can knock, seek, and ask, and that would be better. So greater manifestation with wisdom and anointing when you ask all three. And you just remember, you receive faster and easier. And that's what we said about that aircraft. We said that you fly faster and further on jet fuel, and you arrive at the destination with ease.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to stop struggling.
Yeah.
Listen, we're all in good company. We've all done it and do it.
Yeah.
We start letting our minds run away with us. Everybody does it. The idea is to catch yourself and to just get back to doing this. Because we all want to, because of our nature, we want to try to figure it out. Because of our soul, and sometimes we just go, well, you know, it's the only life I have. I want my life on earth to be good, but this is not the only life you have, and the life you're about to have is going to be way better than this life. So if you answer the call, life is going to be way better. You could compare this to an eagle. They ride the current, right?
Yeah.
And they have this built-in radar. They can see things from a distance. I mean, they're cool.
Yeah.
They're just awesome. So you could compare it to that. You're on a different level of prayer. How many of you do pray? You pray, right? Everybody pray? Okay. Well, and there's the talking with God. Hey, Lord, did you see the color of that hummingbird?
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing? What's on your heart today, Lord? And it's that friendship.
Yeah.
But then there's that other place.
Yeah.
And we're talking about that other place.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Okay. So Moses over in Exodus 33. Now get this. You'll love this. Let me tell you this, and then you can see for yourself. Moses went to the door, or he went to the place where he could seek God. Everyone else stood in their own door. You remember the story? This is very important. Exodus 33. Stay with me. So he goes to the door of the tabernacle. The Bible said they stood in their own doors. Remember that? They're standing in their doors looking at Moses. Okay. So everyone stayed at their own door. He goes knocking on God's door.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
God meets him in the entrance. It says, as he, Moses, entered in. That's what it says there in the scripture. He went to the door, and as he entered in, God met him. And he'll meet you at the entrance.
Yes.
You're not going to wander around the throne room going, I'm here. Is anybody going to? No.
Golly.
He'll be right there.
That's right.
Lord, yes.
Yes.
Father, yes. Jesus, yes. Holy Spirit, yes.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. He'll be right there. It's your posture,
yes.
Church. It's your posture, how you come to him.
Amen.
Well, Lord, I know you ain't never done anything for me before, and you probably won't do anything now. And every time I go to church, I wonder if the roof's going to fall down. But, you know, because I'm really bad. No, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You're good. He's good with you. Don't let the devil condemn you. Well, Pastor, you don't know what I did yesterday. Well, you know what? Go to God, talk to him about it, and get over it. Get back on there with him.
Amen.
Amen. Don't spend your life feeling condemned.
Amen.
Now, so Moses goes to the door. As soon as he enters in, the Lord entered in right at the door. And then Moses starts asking stuff. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Show me your ways. Show me your ways, he says. And God did. Psalm 103 said he made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. See, I want to be like Moshe. I want to be like Moses. I want to know his ways, not just what he did. They didn't care. They just wanted the acts. But I want to know his ways. Moses wanted to know his ways. He got in the door. He asked the question, and he got the answer. So we're glad to see what he's done, but I want to know why. I want to know how he's doing it, why he wants to do it, how he's doing it. I want to know those things. I want to know who I really am. I want to know who he really is. I hope you're not just seeking the Lord for stuff and relief. Now, he'll surely give you those, but it's just my hope that you want to do more. So yeah, I'll come back to that. So Moses moves there. So after he gets there, and he gets these good answers, okay? And he's the asking moves then to a seeking mode, okay? So he came to the door, he asked, and now he's seeking. And so he's in there, and he said, he starts inquiring. He's knocking because he went to the door, and then he's asking. And then he knew that the Lord had joined him. And then they came to another type of seeking, a man endeavoring to dig up a pearl of great price. You're like, well, you've answered all that. Can I go a little further? Can we talk about a little more? Everything's always in steps, church. Jesus walked out his ministry in steps. He turned the water into wine way before he raised Lazarus from the dead. Okay, now, so now that I'm getting to see your ways, Lord God Almighty, I want to see your glory. Could I see your glory? You see that? Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. So all three working together that day got great results. Enter in, inquire, search, and ask. Moses starts at the tent meeting door, right? He ends up on Mount Sinai in a place where no one else could go. He's up there, right? Then he was in the glory. Moses and God got a lot done. It wasn't a hard job either, and Moses came down shiny. He came down glowing with the presence of God. How did he do that? He went to the door. He knocked. He started asking, and then he just felt the Holy Ghost right there. And then he started saying, "Can I know you better? Can I know you better? I just want to know you better. Can I know you better?" Yeah. He's just pushing in right there. He's just saying, "Can I?" And God's saying, "Come on in.
Amen.
Come on in. Come on further. Yes, I will give you that. Yes, I will. Yes, I will." You could have just asked for the list of the day. That'll preach, won't it? Just what's the list of the day, Lord? What do you want me to do? But he didn't. He wanted to know his ways. And then he wanted to see his goodness.
Amen.
What'd God say when he said, "I want to see your glory"? He said, "Okay, I'll make my goodness pass before you."
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Are y'all getting this?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we have our part with the Lord then. Our part is prayer. We're to ask, to seek, and not knock. And we can do each one alone, or you can do them on another level. We can use them together. And when we do that, we're coming up to another level. We're arising to another level. And that is the place you will reap your harvest constantly. It's in the presence of the Lord asking and seeking. It's in the presence. It's not just you becoming a study of the written word. It's you getting in a relationship with God. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
You get in a relationship with God. You take time to be in that relationship with him, to ask him. This doesn't take up your whole life. This is you got to go to work. You got stuff to do. But it's a posture once again. It's a place you get to get them together so you can go, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I would like to ask you some questions. I would like to know right now." And he'll say, "Yes." And then you can get in there and he starts talking to you, then you endeavor. A lot of times when I do this, he'll give me a scripture to stand on. And when I stand on that scripture, it would behoove me to study the scripture and find out exactly what it means to do this. The people are moving around. If y'all wonder, they're not mad at what I'm saying. They're getting ready for a meeting that we're having right afterwards. Several people have got up and walked out, and went, "What's the matter?" "Nothing." They're picking up food and stuff. Okay. Now, so let's put 10 up there, Manna. Or Katie, is this Katie? Yeah, it's Katie. Thank you, Katie. Yeah, I think that was it, wasn't it? There you go. Fast and easy. Knock, then go asking, then begin seeking. So I just put this little thing together. Knock. Request an audience with God. "Lord, Father, I would like to talk to you." See? Right? Ask. Make a request. "I need my rent paid. I need a house. I need healing." Whatever it is. Really and truly, you can say, "I need healing," but you already have healing. So you would just be asking so you could have a scripture to stand on and then boldly go and tell it to leave your body. You're already healed. You need to tell symptoms to leave your body. So this would just be you getting help on what to say.
Amen.
We're clear on that? Okay, because you don't ask God to heal you anymore. Jesus healed you 2,000 years ago. That's why you took that communion. But you get rid of it, and you could go and ask him about the perfect scripture to stand on or whatever. Okay, search the word and receive. So I put give on there because give or forgive is always going to be important. So you're going to want boldness. You're going to want to be specific. You're always going to want to endeavor. You're going to want to expect. And I've got them in categories. And then the next one all runs together. Once you get a yes, I don't know what that is. It's time to continue to thank him. Stay in faith. Watch your words. I must have made a little mistake there. But so this is what you do. Once you get a yes from him, it's time to continue to thank him, stay in faith, watch your words. And don't put a, you have to do this by Sunday on God. Okay, asking it will be given to you, seeking you will find, knocking the door will be open. This is our part. I did this late. Sorry there's mistakes, but y'all get it. Okay, so y'all can fix it. So you're going to get everything done easier and faster. So, kumi amakom. Arise to a new level. Reap your harvest constantly. Know his ways and not just his acts. Get where you're going in God. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. That's how you're going to reap a harvest all the time.
Amen.
Amen. That's how you're going to do it all the time. That's how you're going to stay in a continual flow with God. It's about, if I put that up there, but there's humility involved in the asking. You're making a request, see. Most people that come to your house knock before they come in. Now, John and Danny just walk into my house, and I'm happy about that. But I know they're coming because the dogs are at the window going. But most people knock. It's polite, you know. Now, at your mama's house, you didn't do that.
No, no.
You just walked in. And Father feels that way. Like at my mom's house, everybody came. All my friends came over there. All my sister's friends, everybody just came there. They all converged at lunchtime because my mom's a great cook. And God feels that way. I'm making a point to you right now. But the knocking is for us. It's for us posturing ourselves. I mean, we were, our refrigerator was never locked. You could get whatever you wanted anytime you wanted. It was yours. And if you're going to, if something is yours, you better hide it. Because anybody can have it. But it's just the attitude we're talking about, the way you posture yourself. God's open. He's open. And he's friendly. And he's daddy. But we, just like you posture yourself with authority, is what we're talking about here. It's not that someone, because they have a different rank than you do, it means you're less important. But it's an honor.
Yeah.
It's an honor to call a policeman an officer and not,
yes.
Some of y'all are old enough to remember this, the fuzz. It's an honor to call the pastor the pastor. The pastor probably doesn't have any, they're like, you know, you can call me rocks if you want to. But it's the person doing it. It's an honor. You could just say Kenneth, but I'm not. I'm not. So you get the feel. It's the submission part's on us. That's the part that's on us. That we do what we do because we're honoring.
Right. We couldn't call John.
Yeah, we didn't call Pastor John John. We call him Pastor John. Because that's who he was to us. And when you call someone what what God has called them to be, you're making a draw on their anointing. Okay. So praise the Lord. So when you come in like this, you're going to make a draw. He's saying yes. But he's got to connect with your heart. And that means you have to be a believer. You have to be a believer. You have to know this is who he is. This is what he'll do. But the Bible says you can come to the throne of grace boldly. The blood of Jesus has taken care of everything. Amen. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. I don't know how in the world we did all that in the hour and a half, but we did. Praise the Lord. Did you receive it today? I hope this helps you. I know this is kind of not a big preach today, but I want you to have this info so that you can think about it. Just now, what I would say to you is once you study it and you get a hold of it, just streamline it into how you flow with God. You don't have to go, and now, Lord, it'll just come to you. Yeah. Father, I'd like to come talk to you. I'm knocking right now. I thank you for it, Lord. I'd like to ask you for something. Would you please tell me how to do this? And Lord, and he says, okay, well, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich. I'll have no sorrow to it. I'm just picking out a scripture. Okay, so I'll go over and look at this scripture, and I'll see what it said about it. And then I go over there and see what it said about it. What about the brook dried up? What is it, when the brook dries up, what's that telling you? There's a new place to get your prosperity. To get, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. So just these things, you can search out a scripture and find out. So it would behoove you not to just go back and go, well, I'm standing on my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Yeah, but you've heard that 1,000,000,000 times in church. You're telling me you're just pulling that out of your mental ascent. But how many times have you gotten the word that the axe head would float? That had to come from somewhere else. Right? But Lord, it's borrowed and it's broken. The axe head will float. Amen. He's trying to tell you something. He'd be trying to tell you that. What's he trying to tell you? I'm going to fix it. Yep. I'm going to fix the situation. Let me fix it. I'll fix it. Don't dive in. The cross, the wood, he threw a stick in. The cross is already taken care of it. How does an axe head float? It floated because the stick represented Jesus' pain for the broken and the borrowed. That came right off the Holy Ghost press. Right? So you get your answer. You can get the Bible's your friend, church. It's not your law book. It's your friend. You need to look and find the stories, and it'll tell you which way you're supposed to go. It'll tell you exactly who you are. And listen, I'm going to close right here. We're still doing great. But I'm going to tell you something. I told the prayers this morning. Moses walked up to his calling. He walked all the way up to his calling. The burning bush was over there. He saw it didn't go poof right here in front of him. He had to walk up to his calling. Come on. You're going to walk up to your assignment. Walk up to it. How are you going to walk up to your assignment? Do it in the unseen world first. Walk right up to it. If you're looking for a job, if you're looking for your future, if you're looking what God wants you to do, walk up to your calling and say, hey, burning bush, I need to talk to you. Amen. Amen. And then he'll give you something. I am will give you something. That's who the burning bush was. I am. And when I am gives it to you, I just see this, specifically see this for you. God will line you up with some things that are going to lead you to the next things. And that's for everybody, but I just felt that right there. Can I give a one-minute story? Okay. We're seeking out first responders, and we're helping people, and we're praying about who we're giving to for the flood. We didn't forget about it just because a few days have gone by. We're working on it, okay, and we're helping the ark, and we've helped different people, and so we're seeking out these people. So I was thinking about Granbury, Texas, because we really like Granbury, Texas. The Savelles live there. It's a real pretty place. It's real good. And so, but I have a friend there, and he's a pastor there. And so I was thinking about that pastor, and just for 2 weeks I kind of thought about him. So I just kind of prayed about him, just thinking about him. And day before yesterday, he sends me a text, and he drops in my text box a prophecy I gave to him in about 2009. And he wasn't at the meeting, but they recorded the meeting and said, you need to give Lowell a prophecy because I feel like God has one for him. So I just started speaking about him. He wasn't even there. And everybody in the room is laughing because it's so on point, and I don't know it. And so it's about him moving and becoming a pastor in Granbury. And so to this day, he's a pastor in Granbury. I'm going somewhere with this. So we're talking through text. How's it going? How's the church? Da-da-da. All is well. All these wonderful things. He went out there. The holler sent him out there, but then he's moved forward, connected with some people there, and so it's a bigger church and everything. And then he says this to me. Get this. I just drove through your town, and I brought a check to the fire chief's wife.
Praise God.
Now, and then he says this, and I've been down for some time at Camp Mystic because I am the chaplain of the firefighters of Texas. Can you see how God will get you? We just have just prayed about it. We haven't been in a hurry, but this is the guy who we need to know. I'm calling Riley when I get home and telling him about this. Because this is, here's the guy. First of all, he was on the ground, so he deserves to be blessed. But then he knows everybody that we need to know. Now, if you want to think back on that, I answered the call. I went to the meeting. I sowed the word, and years later, it comes back to me, and I have a connection to help the people that God wants us to help. Don't ever give up on your seed. I don't care how long ago you sowed it. Don't ever give up on the good deeds that you have, how you've served in this house, how you've given, how you brought people back to Israel, how you helped all the those seeds, those plants are still growing.
They are.
And you're going to reap a harvest. Amen. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you guys. If you're on Art and Loopy's team, be sure and go.